Welcome to the TapClick's release notes for August 2026. Here's everything new this month covering TapClick's platform, smart reporting, data features, instant on connectors, and platform quality and reliability. TapClick's platform. Smart search across report, data, admin, and client list pages. TapClick's now includes Ask AI-style natural language smart search on report, data, admin, and client list pages. Instead of manually setting filters, sort order, and search terms, describe what you're looking for in plain language, and the product automatically applies the appropriate filters, sort, and search on your behalf. Dashboard default date range options. Administrators can now configure the default date range users see when opening dashboards, replacing the fixed last 7 days experience with a reporting period that better matches their organization's needs. Using platform settings, organizations can choose from supported dashboard date ranges, such as last 30 days, month to date, quarter to date, year to date, and other available periods. This helps reduce repetitive date changes, creates a more consistent reporting experience, and ensures users begin with the most relevant reporting period. Business Unit Admin Access via Data Profile. Business Unit Admin Access can now be restricted using data profiles for both dashboards and Report Studio. Administrators can enable access controls that ensure business unit admins only see the dashboards and reports explicitly available to them, based on their assigned data profile and business unit associations. The new controls are disabled by default, preserving existing access behavior unless an administrator chooses to enable them. Drop down and select component improvements. The shared drop down and select component used throughout the platform has been updated to resolve interaction issues, improving consistency across forms and filters. Payload size limit updates. Warning and maximum payload thresholds have been recalibrated to better match real-world usage, reducing unnecessary alerts and improving platform stability. Standardized cancel button behavior. The cancel button in modal footers and action dialogues now behaves consistently across the platform, eliminating cases where dismissing an action produced unexpected results. Smart reporting. Copy and paste across reports in Report Studio. Report Studio users can now reuse existing content by copying individual elements, widgets, or complete pages and pasting them into another report. Copied content retains its supported configuration, styling, sizing, positioning, and page layout, helping users build reports faster without recreating existing work. This enhancement makes it easier to maintain consistent branding and report structures across multiple reports while reducing repetitive setup and configuration errors. Report Studio Presence Indicator. Report Studio can now show the number of users active on an open report, making it easier to collaborate and see who else is working on the same report at the same time. Bulk page deletion for Report Studio. Report Studio now makes it easier to manage large reports with bulk page deletion. Users can select multiple pages and delete them in a single action instead of removing pages one at a time. A confirmation step helps prevent accidental deletion, while an undo option provides additional flexibility after pages are removed. This significantly reduces the effort required to clean up large, duplicated, or templated reports. Report Studio Keyboard Shortcut Controls. Platform admins can now turn off keyboard shortcuts in Report Studio through platform settings. This helps prevent accidental actions and gives teams more control over the editing experience. Report Studio Audit Logs. Audit logs are now available on Report Studio pages, helping admins understand what has changed, who changed it, and when. This adds transparency and trust to the platform, streamlines troubleshooting, and makes it easier to track and monitor user actions. Scalable auto-generation for executive summaries. Executive summaries can now be generated in bulk across multiple clients, with flexible weekly or monthly scheduling to keep summaries current at scale. Teams can optionally route generated summaries through a human verification step before publication and manage everything from a new list overview panel. This turns a manual, client-by-client task into an automated workflow, so your team can keep summaries current without the recurring effort. Executive summary downloads from the list page. A download action is now available on the Executive Summary list page, so you can export summaries without opening each one individually. Smart Slides Client and Client Group AI Context. Smart Slides now uses Client and Client Group AI Context when generating content, producing slides that better reflect the specific account they're built for. Reorder attributes and metrics in widget filters. The new dashboard experience now supports drag-and-drop reordering of attributes and metrics within the expanded filter view. Users can organize complex filter configurations in the order that best matches their workflow, while preserving all existing filter values, operators, and settings. New table view for goals. A new streamlined table view is now available in the Goals module to help you manage campaign performance at scale. Quickly scan and compare progress, variance, and pacing status across multiple clients and advertisers in a clean operational format. The classic card view remains available, while the new table view makes it easier for ad ops teams and account managers to identify off-track goals and prioritize corrective actions. Data features. Data lookups. Data lookups is now available. Join two data sources on a shared field to bring extra columns into your reporting data without building a full channel. Attach budgets, goals, account owner names, or cleaned-up naming conventions from a maintained spreadsheet, and the mapping refreshes automatically as your data updates. Contact your customer success manager to enable it on your instance. Data exporter filtering and relationships. Data Exporter now supports filtering and relationship-aware exports, giving you finer control over which records and related data you push to downstream systems. Instant On Connectors. Constant Contact New Fields. Three new pre-calculated fields have been added to the campaigns and activity views to streamline email performance reporting. Delivered, which is sends minus bounces, click rate, which is clicks divided by delivered, and open rate, which is opens divided by delivered. Google Ads new fields. Two new metrics are now available in the Google Ads ad group data view, giving you more flexibility when building reports and widgets. Marchex Marketing Edge new fields. Call summary is now available in Marchex Marketing Edge call details, giving you richer call intelligence data in your reports and dashboards. TikTok ads, new fields. To better support brick and mortar and hyperlocal strategies, five new conversion metrics have been added to TikTok ads campaigns, ad groups, and ads views: total find location rate, and cost, value, and total value per find location. Walmart Connect. API update. We've completed a major infrastructure upgrade for the Walmart Connect connector to align with the latest Walmart Ads API, version 2. This ensures uninterrupted data flow for sponsored brands and introduces more accurate SKU-level sales attribution metrics. Constant Contact, connector name change. To help you distinguish between service versions, Constant Contact V2 has been renamed to Constant Contact Legacy V2. This ensures users are aware they are using the older version while we continue to support legacy vendor requirements. Taboola Margin Rules. Taboola is now available within our Margin Rules engine. You can apply markups and report on client cost versions of spend fields, ensuring your client-facing reports accurately reflect the value of services rendered. Platform quality and reliability. Export and PDF reliability. 11 improvements to dashboard and report, studio export workflows, including faster PDF generation, resolved server errors on large dashboard downloads, more reliable quick report delivery, and fixes ensuring widget content, charts, comparison arrows, zero values, and media widget formatting all render correctly in PDF and PPT exports. Report Studio Polish. 10 improvements to the Report Studio editing experience, including faster filter load times, more accurate filter search, corrected text box and widget editing, filter persistence across slides, full display of all data categories in the widget editor, relationship link naming, exposed filter values, bullet label rendering, and keyboard shortcut behavior. Dashboard and widget quality. 10 improvements across dashboards and widgets, including text widget animation behavior, correct combo chart color rendering, geochart data accuracy for smart connector sources, media widget HTML link behavior, dashboard filter persistence for GA4 on-demand widgets, share behavior for empty sections, access control display corrections, improved handling of client name formatting and dashboard filters, and custom date range remaining available to viewers when widget filter access is restricted. Connector reliability. 4 connector level improvements keeping data flowing correctly. An updated Facebook Ads connector reflecting Meta's DMA API change, Beeswax authentication improvements, Constant Contact V2 account setup, and GA4 on-demand metric availability. Platform reliability. 4 platform-wide improvements. More reliable scheduled report delivery, corrected smart connector notification scheduling, improved password reset reliability across all login configurations, and unblocked deletion of calculations with no active dependencies. Performance. 2 performance improvements, significantly faster widget load times for large datasets, and reduced PDF preview build times. AI agent reliability. Custom AI agent behavior in Report Scheduler now respects user-defined prompts over system defaults. That's everything in this month's release. As always, reach out to your customer success manager with any questions.